Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, a community where students are invited to learn actively, lead courageously, and live purposefully for a lifetime of impact. More about Luther College at luther.edu.
Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
We're joined by a Wisconsin band that's making an impression on the national scene. Let's take a listen. That song is called Bygone, and it's one of the latest from Volcano Choir. The band is a collaboration between Bon Iver's Justin Vernon and members of Collections of Colonies of Bees.
They've got a new album out now, Repave. It's the band's second album. They're hitting the road, including stops in Wisconsin, to show off their tunes.
We've got some of the band members with us now, starting with Chris Rosenow. Chris, hi, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you.
And also joining us is Tom Winsek, who plays the keyboards. Tom, thanks for being here.
Yep, no problem.
All right, well, Tom, let's start with you since you're from Middleton and so am I. Tell me about that song, that track we just heard. Where did that come from?
That you should actually talk to Chris about because you're talking about Bygone? Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, Chris actually wrote that one and it stayed pretty much the same. He did all the parts, the instrumental parts, and then I think a couple people added some stuff, but it stayed pretty true to how we originally kind of had it in the demo.
Okay, then, Chris, let's go to you. How about the origins of Bygone?
Yeah, like Tom was saying, a lot of these songs on this new record, Repave, were really kind of deconstructed and reconstructed over a period of 2 or 3 years. Bygone is kind of one of the exceptions. That riff just kind of came out of rehearsals, and the arrangement was pretty simple, and it was really strong as it was, so we kind of left it. Justin nailed the vocals, and there you have it.
It's interesting that you say it was just kind of came in the way it was, and it stayed the way it was. I was reading a review in Pitchfork, and it talked about how the album in its entirety has this amazing, you know, clarity to it, and it makes it sound as though every piece is a fine, beautiful Fabergé egg that has been perfectly crafted. Would you say that's true of this song?
This is Tom. I would say that has a lot to do with, that has a lot to do with how it was mixed, which was an amazing guy that we worked with named DJ Burton, and he's able to kind of, we just add layers and layers, which kind of can get you in trouble sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And he's able to kind of sculpt everything to make it like this, you know, you can hear like, you know, 8 or 10 different sort of instruments and weird sounds kind of coming in and out and stuff like that. And so I would say that that's a big part of why it's, you know, if you want it, you called it pristine. Which, thanks.
I was watching the mini documentaries, about 10 minutes long on the Volcano Choir site. And in that, Justin Vernon talks about how excited he was to be working with Collections of Bees, that you'd been on his radar for a long time. Tell us how you all hooked up together.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of known each other for a long time. I mean, this has just kind of been a friendship of, you know, music and just general friendship that's developed into this. Tom met Justin through mutual friends when he lived in Eau Claire. I met Justin through playing in Collections of Colonies of Bees, and we've just kind of, we've had these mutual friendships and collaborations for a long time. Now it's great to kind of be at this level with it.
And tell us what kind of reception you're getting so far.
We just did a run about a week and a half ago out to the East Coast, and it was incredible. I mean, the audiences were perfect. They went bananas when things got really loud and exciting, and they totally were super respectful when things got really quiet. And it's really fun to play in an environment like that with such a attentive, respectful audience, because you can really resonate with them, and it was just great. I expect no less for the Milwaukee and Madison shows.
Now,
that's going to be amazing.
I understand that one of the first places that you really felt like a band and really felt it coming together was when you were touring Japan. Tom, can you tell me about what that was like?
Sure, yeah. So the way that the first album happened, Unmapped, was way more fragmented than how we worked on Repave. It was kind of us sharing things back and forth online, and we had constructed this kind of studio record in the end, and we got an amazing offer from our friend in Japan who's brought other bands of ours over before, and he said, you know, come over and play the album, and we agreed to it, but then we were like, you know, how are we going to do this? We didn't know any of these songs. They weren't even really songs that we had played, you know, together ever, so we had to figure out how to do it, and we learned a lot in that process, and we learned a lot by seeing how audiences responded to certain things, and you know, you kind of learn what works and what feels good and what you're capable of. So that's how that worked.
Now, another thing from that Pitchfork review that really struck me is that, you know, in this long review, the reviewer said, this sounds like people having fun, even though these are dreamy songs, some of them, and it's got, you know, some wistfulness. This sounds like people having fun. Chris, is that true?
Yeah, I mean, unequivocally, this is the sound of people having fun. I mean, this whole record, like Tom said, you know, the first record we did was kind of more of an experiment with different people in different places, and
still fun though,
still super fun for sure, you know. But this one really intentionally was all of us kind of getting together, either with subgroups or all of us in the same place, and just really having a blast. And you know, we all live in Wisconsin, but we're still kind of spread out in Milwaukee and Madison and Eau Claire. So you know, when we get together, it's special, and we have a great time. And I think you can hear it in the music too. I hope you can.
Well, tell us what it was like. You know, we all hear about working with Justin Vernon. He's got the ties to Eau Claire. You've all got the Wisconsin ties, and he's got the studio in Fall Creek, Wisconsin. Is it Fall Creek or Fall Crick, by the way?
I think. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
If you guys don't know, I'm not going to worry about it. So
I also say I refuse to say Johnson's Crick. But
it's just a thing you have. We'll call it Fall Creek then. Yeah, he's got the studio there, and it looks like a blast hanging out there and working on this. What was it like? You tell some stories about the recording that you can share on the air.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Tom. No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, the more I think about it, the more the record is about spaces. Either you know, we have another amazing space in Milwaukee called the Tannery, where we all can get together, and that's where we've been rehearsing and stuff. And it's just great to have these resources. And obviously April Bass is like way more equipped than what we're used to. And you know, really nice. So, but I think one sort of memory is, just hearing, because, the way we usually work is, or the way I've seen Justin work in the past, is to kind of be on his own and sort of be polishing something as he's doing it vocal wise. And this time it was like he was in the vocal booth and we had an engineer and, you know, we were there for that process. And it was so kind of open and intimate. It was really cool. And to be there for that and to be able to bounce ideas off each other, that was pretty special for me.
You're talking about Justin's vocals, and he, on his first album, Forever for Emma, Forever Ago, he sort of made a name for himself singing up in that high falsetto range. And I noticed from what I've heard so far that he's singing a lot. I mean, there was some of that there, but he's also singing down in the lower end of his range and of his register. Is there a different sound to this album because of that, do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, maybe. I mean, the thing with Vernon is, I mean, he's an amazing musician vocally and instrumentally, and he's always trying to challenge himself, and this record was no different than any other project. I mean, he's not going to be involved with something that's not going to challenge him. So, I mean, I think, you know, what he does for the song is what, you know, his brain clicks on for that specific song, and if it's low, it's low, if it's high, it's high. But, I mean, we didn't really consider, you know, we didn't consider like, oh, this can't be a falsetto or something. I mean, he goes back and forth, you know, at will, and it wasn't really intentional, but it's great to see him kind of stretching his legs everywhere, you know.
Yeah, and I think too, like, the fact that he doesn't play any instruments in this band, like, because he is such a good instrument. He's a great guitar player. He's a good piano player and stuff. But the fact that he's only concentrating on vocals, like, means that he, and also just the sort of vibe of the band in general, he gets to try out all kinds of stuff. So, you know, he'll try out different sounds of his voice, and if it clicks for the song, it's you know, it's in there.
Yeah, totally. That's a good point.
Now, Tom, I want to ask you, is this considered by you guys to be a Wisconsin album? Can you feel the roots of Wisconsin in it, or is it just an album that could have been made, you know, anywhere?
Well, I think it could have been made anywhere as long as we were together. I mean, obviously, Wisconsin has a lot to do with us and our personalities and just our kind of the way we approach things. It is a Midwestern, you know, we all think that way, that sort of ethos. But there's nothing really, you know, as long as we were together, we definitely could have made this album, I would say.
Now we're going to go out with a song called Comrade. Chris, what can you tell us about that one?
Comrade is one of the only other songs on Repave that was pretty, that didn't go through the kind of process that most of the songs went through. Comrade is actually a song that Tom pretty much fleshed out on his own and then brought to the group. And then obviously, you know, things went back and forth. Everyone added their parts and everything. But the skeleton of Comrade came right out of Tom's brain. And so, you know, that's another great thing. I mean, these songs all come from different places and they're all done in such different ways. It just always makes it super exciting. We've played with each other for so long, everyone in this band, that there's a total element of trust and total openness for creativity. And so it's just great.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks so much.
We've been talking with Tom Winsek and Chris Rosano with Justin Vernon. They make up the band Volcano Choir. They're playing the Orpheum Theater in Madison on Friday and the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee on Saturday. They've also got two shows in Eau Claire coming up later in October.